Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday when Lum was at the county seat seeking legal help for their forthcoming court battle with Squire Skimp, Abner and Grandpappy Spears devised the brilliant plan of entering Squire's house late at night to recover the note which the old fellows wrote to Squire stating that his fall in their theater was entirely their fault. As we look in on the little community today, we find this pair of housebreakers in the Jot 'em Down store sadly discussing the results of their bold plan. Listen.
Oh, me. Oh, my goodness. Why did I ever do such a thing?
Why did I do it? Stop taking on this way, Abner. Oh, you're out on bail now, ain't you? You ain't in jail no more, so there ain't nothing to be moaning about.
Yeah, but I know I'll wind up in the penitentiary just as sure as the world, Grandpa. Why did we ever break into Squire's place last night? Why did we do it?
Well, we was just trying to get that note back from Squire.
Oh, my.
You said yourself if you got that note back, he wouldn't have a chance in the world of getting a judgment against you in that damage trial that's coming up.
Yeah, but we never got it back. Now, on top of everything else, why, Squire's got me charged with burgling and house breaking into and I don't know what all.
Well, I don't see how he can claim you was burgling.
How?
You never taken nothing. Squire never give you a chance.
Well, there's a peculiar part of it, Grandpa. See, after Squire got me tied up and Uncle Henry Lunsford got there, why...
How in the world did Uncle Henry get there so fast?
Why, Squire hollered at his woman to phone the town marshal just a minute to catch me.
Oh, the pigeon-toed varmint.
Anyway, when Uncle Henry got there, why, Squire told him to search me and... You know, he found Squire's pocketbook and his watch and Miss Skimp's diamond ring in my pocket.
In your pocket?
Right, in my side pocket there. And I never taken them. Honest, I never, Grandpa.
Well, how'd they get there, then?
I don't know. I just don't know. I ain't got the slightest idea in the world, but there they was, just as big as life.
Well, I do know. Jiminy, Abner, you know, you might be a kleptomaniac.
Huh?
You know, like Pack Rat Watts over at Cherry Hill.
Pack Rat?
One of them fellas that steals stuff without even knowing he's doing it.
Oh, my goodness. You reckon I sure enough am one of them grandpa?
Yeah, I don't know. That's all I can figure out.
Oh, me, I'm a roaring man. You better keep an eye on your pocketbook and watch, Grandpa. There's no telling when I might steal it from
you. Yeah, just thinking about that myself. Yeah, I'm going to start hiding everything from you.
Yeah, you better do it, Grandpa. Better do it.
No hard feelings, though, Abner.
Oh, no,
I trust you. I know you're honest every way in the world, except you will steal.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Pack Rat Peabody.
What's that?
That's what they'll start calling me. Pack Rat Peabody. Doggies, I'm going to have Elizabeth sew up all my pockets so I can't pick up so much stuff.
Well, you ain't going to let her know this, are you?
Why, she's bound to find it out sooner or later, Grandpa. Soon as she catches me stealing stuff from her, well, then she'll know all about it.
Yeah, but if I was you, I'd try to keep it from her as long as possible. She's riled up and separate you.
Oh, that's right, ain't it? Of course, she won't want to be married to no criminals like me, will she?
Of course not.
Doggett, I wish Squire had caught you last night instead of me, Grandpap. Then I wouldn't be mixed up in all this.
Well, when I heard Miss Skimp scream, well, I knowed right away there was going to be trouble around there, so I got out of there as fast as I could.
Yeah, she never would have waked up if you hadn't sneezed so loud.
Well, I never sneezed on a purpose, Abner. Besides, I believe you could have sneaked out without Squire seeing you like I done if you hadn't turned on that lamp there.
Well, I had to turn on the lamp. I couldn't find that note we was after in the dark, could I? I ain't no owl.
No, you ain't that.
No. All I am is just a plain old kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
Pack Rat Peabody.
Yeah, how are you going to explain all this to Lum?
I don't know. That's got me more worried than anything else, to be honest, Grandpa.
It's about time for the mail hack, and he'll be on that Mail hat coming back out here, won't he?
Yeah, I reckon will. He'll skin me alive, too. I know he will. He hates stealing.
Well, if I was you, I just wouldn't say nothing to him about it, Abner. Just don't tell him nothing at all.
Well, he's bound to find out. He'll start asking questions quick as he opens a cash drawer and see that all the money's gone. All the profit from the store and our picture show bowl.
Yeah, I had to use all that to make your bail.
And then he'll start being suspicious when I begin to steal things from him, too, Grandpap. He'll catch on.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he's
bound to. You want to steal from him, too, huh?
Well, I reckon I will. Looks like I steal from everybody. That Lum, he's bound to know something's wrong when they tote me away to the penitentiary. You know I've been into something. They don't send an innocent man there.
That's right. Well, maybe you ought to just come right out flat-footed and tell him the pigeon-toed truth about the whole knock-kneed thing.
Doggy, that seems like a mistake, too, though. Of course, Lum, he'll undraw partnerships with me is what he'll do. He hates a thief. Hates
well, what of it? You'll be gone anyways. You'll be in a penitentiary.
Huh?
Stealing stuff from the other prisoners.
Yeah, that's right. This is awful, Grandpa.
All you can get there is just files and knives and things.
Yeah, but I'll steal them. I'll take anything, I believe. Maybe ought to just run away and not never come back to Pine Ridge.
Well, you'll lose all that bail money we put up for you if you do that.
I don't care. I couldn't stand to stay around here no more, Grandpap. Disgrace like I am. A desperate criminal with a black record. That's me. Doggies, who'd ever thought I'd end up like this?
Poor well, sir, you never can tell about folks. Now, you take my Uncle Sue.
I reckon whereabouts would be a good place for a burglar and a kleptomaniac like me to go to, Grandpap.
I don't know, Abner.
Some place where there wouldn't be much stuff for me to klepto.
Might go to the South Sea Islands.
South Sea
Islands? They don't have no pockets in their clothes. Fact is, I don't think they wear no clothes.
No clothes?
No, sir. Now, there might be a good place for you. It's a dead sense you couldn't go around picking pockets there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I reckon how far that place is. Oh, wait a minute. There's a mail hack stopping out there now.
Mail hack?
Yeah, right.
Is Lum in it?
Yeah, there he is. There, he's getting out. See him?
All right, Jiminy, that's him,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, what are you going to tell him?
Oh, I don't know. May as well tell him the truth, I reckon. But don't you tell him nothing, no, Grandpap. Just let me do it. I want to sort of work up to it gradual, sort of, I think.
Oh, I won't even bring up the subject.
Yeah, that's the time.
Of course, now, if I see you starting to steal something from Lum, I reckon I ought to stop you, oughtn't I?
Yeah, don't let me take mine out. Here he comes. Well, howdy, Lum.
Well, gentlemen. How are you, Abner?
Why, fine, I think.
Howdy, Grandpap.
Hello, Lum.
Did you have a nice trip, Lum?
Well, it weren't exactly a pleasure trip, I can tell you that.
Well?
When I left out of here the other day, that dadgum car of Cedric's run out of gas about a mile out of town.
Yeah.
I must have walked 5 or 6 miles before anybody gave me a ride.
Well, we allowed. That's just about what happened to you.
Yeah, it's good to be back. How's everything been going here?
Why, tell us more about your trip, Lum. Who'd you finally catch a ride with?
Oh, the milk truck come along and picked me up.
Well, that was nice. Awful nice of
them. Well, tell me about you fellas. Anything exciting happen while I was gone?
Huh?
Ain't had no trouble, have you?
Trouble? Why, huh?
Huh? What's the matter with you anyway, Abner? You're acting sort of peculiar, ain't you?
Oh, am I?
You ain't got yourself in trouble, have you?
Why? Trouble? I don't know. Have I, Grandpap?
I ain't saying nothing. No, ain't saying a word.
Don't say nothing.
Well, I hope you ain't got yourself mixed up in nothing, because this trial of ours is coming up just about all the trouble I can handle right now.
Well, tell us about the trial, How did you and that lawyer feller make out?
Well, I believe we got a pretty good lawyer there.
We have, huh?
Yeah, his name's DeLonges. There's several fellers in with him. I forget their names just now. And he says Squire's got a pretty good case against us. Special with that note we wrote him.
Yeah.
Saying his accident was all our fault. Right there's where we made a big mistake.
Oh, yeah. Say, Lum, would you blame a feller for trying to get that note back, even if he never and then got into a mix-up doing it?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, just say that supposing one of us now, take me for instance. Say if I tried to get that note back from Squire some way and
you can stop studying on that idea right now. Because the only way you could get that away from Squire is to go over there late of a night and steal it from him.
Yeah.
And I know you wouldn't be idiotic enough to try that.
Oh, of course not, I don't think. No.
Now, this lawyer feller thinks we might have a chance, though.
Well, good for him.
He figures it'll depend on two things.
Two things, huh?
One of them is demanding a ray picture. An x-ray picture of Squire's back.
Squire's back? Well, if we're going to take a Kodak picture of him, Lum, we might as well get a picture of him from the front. I don't know what we'd want with it, though.
Well, this is a x-ray picture, I said.
Huh?
Where you see clean through a feller. Look at the bones inside of him. That'll show whether he's actual hurt or not.
Oh, one of them. Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea.
That way we'll have definite proof about Squire's injury.
Well, huh?
And if Squire refuses to have an X-ray picture taken, why, that'll weaken his case just that much.
That sounds good. Yeah, that ought to work, Cora. I don't believe he's hurt hardly none at all if that fall he taken.
Well, Mr. DeLonges don't think so, neither.
Yeah, well, what's the other thing that's going to help us win the case, Mom?
Our past records.
Huh?
See, Mr. DeLonges says that everybody around there knows about Squire's reputation for making deals that's a little shady, you know.
Shady?
Crooked.
Oh.
And that ain't going to help him none.
Oh, no.
But, like he says, with us, it's different.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Because me and you, neither one, ever got any trouble.
Huh?
Reputations for never being mixed up in nothing unlawful.
Uh-oh.
Got good, clean, honest record. Never get arrested or do any criminal stuff of any kind.
Uh-oh. You mean like stealing watches and diamond rings and stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh. Well, Lum, if it come out in the trial that one of us was a kleptomaniac and had been arrested for breaking into Squire's house and stealing his watch and his wallet and Miss Kemp's diamond ring, why, would we lose the trial, reckon?
Well, I'm afraid we would, but of course that's something we don't need to worry about.
Well, if we lost the trial, why, would you have to go to the penitentiary, too?
Well, if we couldn't raise $1,000 to pay Squire, I would, I reckon. And I don't know where we could raise the money.
No. Doggies, Lum, I believe I know who your cellmate's going to be.
Who my cellmate's going to be?
Yeah. Old Pack Rat Peabody.
Who?
Pack Rat Peabody. Fact is, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't beat you there.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.